So I want to take the opportunity this evening. Last night we had a Chumashir, a Parsha Burst, and we focused on some of the psukim at the beginning of Parsha's Hazinu. I want tonight to use some of the svarim that we usually use in learning Chumash, but to focus instead on the Parshios of Yom HaKippurim as a way of preparing ourselves for a Hachana for the day. And when you think about what are the Parshas Yom HaKippurim, so it goes back to the Mishnayos. The Mishnayos tell us that the Kohen Gadol, Mishnayos and Yuma, are the last parak of Yuma gives us the halachas of Yom Kippur, the Noig Bizman Hazeh, the Tanis and the other Inuyim and the Tshuva and asking for Mechila. It's all in the last parak, the eighth parak. The first seven prakim of Maseches Yuma talk about the Avodos Yom HaKippurim in the Beis HaMikdash. So much uniqueness. So much that was unique about the unique Avodas HaKarbanas that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. You have the pair of the Seirim, and the one is sent Sar Mishtalech to Azazel, and the other Sar together, the power, actually the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have the Ketores that's brought into Kodesh HaKadoshim. These are all unique to Yom Kippur. You have the fact that you require a Kohen Gadol. Over the course of the year, Kohen Gadol can always participate, but typically over the course of the year, the Avoda rarely, if ever, requires specifically Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Machlokas, how we showed him how much of it, if even the regular, everyday Karban Tamid and so on and so forth required on Yom Kippur, what did it become special required Kohen Gadol? Or the Kohen Gadol is only required for these unique Avodas Hayom that we're talking about, the power and the sire and the Ketores. But certainly that there was this core of Avoda on Yom Kippur that was very unique to Yom HaKippurim, all of these unique qualities. One of the facets that the Mishnayos mentioned at the end, near the end of these seven prakim of Yuma dedicated to Avodas Yom HaKippurim, is that after the Kohen was more or less done with performing the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol had a further chiyuv to lane about it. In conjunction, it's one of those mitzvahs where there's a requirement to perform and also to lane about it. It's true for the Parah Aduma as well. And the Mishnayos describe that the Kohen Gadol would take that, with great pomp, they would hand him a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol would lane. He would lane Achrimos, and he would lane from Parshas Emor. And then the Mishnah says, B'tircha de Tzibura, to roll all the way to Parshas Pinchas, that's already in the Chumash Bamidbar, so that he would lane Baal Peh. Parshas Pinchas, of course, is the description of what we always lane over the course of all the Yom Tovim as Maftir. Parshas Pinchas are the descriptions of the Karbanos Musaf, the Temidim Musafin, and specifically, obviously, Yom Kippur, the Musaf of Yom HaKippur. So that the Kohen Gadol would lane Baal Peh, but the two segments of Chumash that the Kohen Gadol would lane from the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash is Acharei Mos and Emor. Acharei Mos is where the Torah describes, the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos, Bezos Yavo Aharon al HaKodesh. The Torah describes the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the first seven, what becomes the first seven Parakim of Yuma. Parshas Emor, that's in the Parshas HaMoados, where the Torah takes you through the special mitzvahs of Pesach, the special mitzvahs of Shavuos and Sukkos. And that's where the Torah speaks about. They have a paragraph there about Yom HaKippur. So what I'd like to do now is to take a look at how the Sefer HaChinuch describes each of these two paragraphs, each of these two parshas. The parsha of Yom Kippur in Acharei Mos, and then the parsha of Yom Kippur in Emor. Let's take a look inside. We'll begin with the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Pehe. Here we are. Mitzvah Kuf Pehe, 185, and that's near the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos. She Yaseh HaKohen HaGadol Es Avodas Yom HaKippurim Al Pi HaTorah. It's a single mitzvah. All the details of the avodas hakibbutz, all the rich details that we hope to see soon. And for the last close to 2,000 years, we've only been reciting it in the Musaf of Yom Kippur. That's a mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol should perform the whole avodas Yom Kippur. Al pi haTorah, according to all the details that the Chumash describes. In defining the mitzvah, the Sefer Chinuch writes, Shiyase Kohen Gadol Kamasi Yom Kippur. Mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol should perform all the Maase Yom Kippur, or the whole procedure, Al Seder HaKarbanos, V'Haviduin, V'Shiluach HaSa'ir, all the various karbanos in particular sequence, and the many times the Kohen would say Vidui, which we recreate in the middle of the Tfilos Musaf, the Chedaros HaShat, where we say the Vidui, Ana Bashem, right, Chatasi, Avisi, Chatu, Avu, Pashu, and so on and so forth. Shiluach HaSa'ir, so that's what the Kohen Gadol would do. He would say multiple Viduin, he brought many karbanos, V'Shiluach HaSa'ir, and then you have the unique aspect of the sending the Sa'ir La'azazel, the Sa'ir Mishtalach, sending out to the wilderness, V'Shar HaAvod, and all the other aspects, Avod Dekimo, Shekasu B'Parsha. As the Chumash describes in the course of the Psukim at the beginning of Parsha Zachemos, Shene Emar, B'Zos Yavo Aron HaKodesh, etc. Kol HaParsha. So there you have it. That's the opening Psukim of Achimos. That is a mitzvah. By the way, as an aside, there are many different parts to it. So if you're wondering why isn't one mitzvah, there could have been one mitzvah of sending the Sar La'azazel, another mitzvah of bringing the Ketoros into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, another mitzvah of the power that comes in, and so on and so on. It could have broken it down to many constituent, separate independent mitzvahs. The Sefer HaChinuch is presenting all of those rich details as a single mitzvah, only one out of the 613 mitzvahs. So as we've discussed in the past, in terms of the numbering of the enumerating the mitzvahs, what counts as a mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch always follows the Rambam's count. And the Rambam, one of his rules, when he gives his 14 criteria for how to know how to count mitzvahs, so one of his rules, I believe it's rule number 9 or 10, is that when the Torah has a mitzvah and then gives you all the steps, you only count it as one. So, for instance, Rambam says, "Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham." That pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that's the mitzvah to make a mikdash. And then you have all the details. You make a menorah, you make a mizbeach, you make a kiyar, you make the walls, you make the roof. The Rambam says there's a single mitzvah of making a mikdash. Everything else, those are all the detail steps. Or there's a mitzvah. Another example, a mitzvah to bring a carbon ola. And the opening psukim in Parshas Vayikra. The mitzvah is bring a carbon ola. And the Torah gives me all the steps. Yismicha and Shchita and Kabbalah Saddam and so on and so forth. But those aren't separate mitzvahs, the Rambam writes. They're steps in a single mitzvah. The mitzvah is making a mikdash. The mitzvah is bringing a carbon ola. Or here, the mitzvah is Avodas Yom HaKippur. All the different, many, many different parts, many dimensions, but a single mitzvah. So that's why it's counted as one mitzvah. And now let's turn our attention to the Sefer HaChinuch's contribution in terms of what the Sharashe HaMitzvah. What are the themes? What are the ideas behind this mitzvah? So here in Mitzvah Kuf Pehe, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Misharashe HaMitzvah, what are some of the impact that this mitzvah can have on us? What are some of the lessons of Avodas Yom HaKippur? Halavai we should be zocha to watch Kohen Gadol perform it. If not this year, then next year. Or else soon. But if we need to, even if we need to only recreate it, compensate by saying it in the middle of Musaf, Unashalma Parim Sifasenu, as the Navi says, we'll compensate for the Parim, for the animals, with our lips. So what's it supposed to mean? Or what's it supposed to accomplish? Avodas Yom HaKippur. Misharashe HaMitzvah, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shahaya Mechasdei HaKel Abriyosav. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kibo alahem yom echad b'shana, l'chapara al hachata'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside one day a year as the annual day of kapara for our averus, im ha'tshuva. Yom Kippur works in conjunction with tshuva. She'yashuvu, And matshuva sheyeshuv, together with the tshuva they will do. Sheilu yiskab, why is this a chesed, to have a day of kapara? Sheilu yiskab, so avonos habriyo shana b'shana. If there was not such a day, so what would happen? Our averus would accumulate, and over time, we would have quite a balance, have quite a lot of red on our balance sheet. Tis malei sa'asam. Sooner or later, our sa'ah, our measure, will become full over the course of a couple of years. What does that mean? That's a reference to language in Gemara, I believe, in Sota. Nismale sa'asam. The Canaanim, who live in Eretz Canaan, at a certain point, the Averis were building up until they reached the mark where they were chayiv to be kicked out of Eretz Israel. So that could happen to the world. Tismali sa'asam. We would reach a critical mass of chet. V'yishchayiv ha'olam kaliya. And we would deserve global destruction. Another mabul. Al-kein ra'o b'chach maso baruchu li'kiyum ha'olam l'kbo'a yom echad b'shan l'chaparas chatoim la'shavim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his great wisdom, saw fit. He's setting up the universe. This universe, all mazeh, such that people will be constantly tempted to do chatan, and many people will do many chatan. Most people, almost all people, do chatan sometimes, and most people do loads of chatan. The world is engineered such that plenty of chet will happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into it a release valve. So that way things won't over accumulate. That every year there's a day that's dedicated to cleansing. Umitchilas brias haolam yeado v'kiddush alokach. So then he says not only is Yom Kippur a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, challenging, it's hard work, tshuva is hard work, fasting. He says yes, but the outcome is such a gift, kapara. If not for annual kapara sale, so to speak, we would be in bad shape. But he says, not only is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside Yom Kippur, this is part of the original design of the universe. Mitchilas b'riyas ha'olam ya'ado v'kiddush alokach. He quotes the Bereishis Rabbah. Fascinating that this is part of the initial plan of Bria. Now we're familiar with the notion that tshuva, the concept of tshuva, was kadma la'olam. Gemara says that. But the Sefer Chinuch is quoting not only tshuva in general, but Yom Kippur. Specifically, there's a day dedicated to tshuva and mechila. Kapara is part of the original creation universe. And that's fascinating. Because we usually think of Yom Kippur as commemorating the original Yom Kippur, which followed half a year approximately after, almost exactly half a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the first Havluchas and Shavuos B'Tammuz. It should have been a day of great Simcha and a great day of Kabbalah Sator. Instead, it becomes a day that the Luchas are broken. And the tour opens Hilchas Rosh Hashanah with a Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up again the next day, another 40 days, comes back down the end of Av, still hasn't succeeded. Then goes up a third time. He goes up Rosh Chodesh El, and he comes down on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that he comes down with a second set of luchas. It's the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu set him up in Shamayim, Salachti Kidvarecha. That's the day of the first Kaparas HaTzibur, is Yom Kippur, almost exactly half a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So usually we think of Yom Kippur as sort of commemorating, and it's rooted in that original Kaparas HaTzibur in the year 2448. Sefer Chinuch says, that was a significant Yom Kippur, but that wasn't when Yom Kippur started. Yom Kippur had already been endowed, had already been dedicated to be the day of Kapara from Brias HaOlam. Fascinating. This is cosmic. And then he says, Achashi Ado, there's one more layer. Achashi Ado HaKel Baruch Hu Oso HaYom L'Chapara. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set aside the 10th of Tishrei to be a day that's miyuchad l'chapara, niskadesh hayom, so that that was the cause of the Kiddush of Yom Kippur, and that was the cause of Kibel Koach Hazakus Meito Yisale Achum Seyeh Bechapar. Once it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated the 10th of Tishrei as the day for Kapara, that gave it power. Not only that it's a time that's designated for that, but that gave the day itself a power of Kapara. Achuhu Misayeya Bechapara. Yom Kippur itself helps the Kapara. Yom Kippur Mechaper. And it's not just that it's a day that we encourage people to do tshuva, but actually the day itself, Asmo Shal Yom Mechaper. So the Mishnah says, the end of Yom, it's called the Dalad Chiluki Kapara. The Mishnah organizes all violations of halacha into four categories, according to how much you need to achieve kapara from that chet. So the worst is Chil Hashem. The Mishnah says there's no way to fully absolve oneself of Chil Hashem without passing away. The kapara only comes when a full kapara, even a person did tshuva, went to Yom Kippur, Chil Hashem, the kapara only is completed by Yom Mosa. Then the Mishnah says there are certain other chatam that are very severe that may require yisurin, suffering. And then the Mishnah says that the two least severe categories is either the least severe is just tshuva, and the second category is tshuva and Yom Kippur. And the other, more severe ones, is tshuva Yom Kippur plus. Tshuva Yom Kippur plus yisurin, tshuva Yom Kippur plus misa. So Yom Kippur is actually an ingredient in the kapara process. Do tshuva, and then Yom Kippur will complete the kapara. So it's fascinating. Yom Kippur itself, the time, the day, has power. The famous sketch the Rav gives in Halachic Man, I believe. As a boy, his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, is standing outside with him at the end of Yom Kippur. Why the Rav of the shul wasn't in the shul in the middle of Nila, not sure. But they're outside, and the sun is setting, and I think he may even write, his father took him outside to see this. He says, you see that sunset? Yashaber. That's a difference. That's unlike any other sunset of the year. That sunset is creating kapara. Halachic man. That's how London looks at that sunset. It's not just a beautiful sunset. The sunset at the end of Yud Tishrei is actually a davar hamachaper. Wow. And so the Sefer HaChinuch explains, why does the Gemara say that Atzmo Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur itself creates Kapara? Because this is a day that was designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a time for Kapara. And that gives the day itself a certain power. The climate, so to speak, of this day, the spiritual climate of the day is such that it actually, it won't work magically. You need to do tshuva, the Mishnah says clearly at the end of Yuma, and that he, Sefer HaChinuch, quoted. But if you did tshuva, then the day itself will push the kapara process forward. Sheyesh koach liyom hakipurim be'atzmo lechaper ba'averos kalos. Wow. And then let's twin that with the comments of the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Yud Gimel, in Parshas Emor. Right, in talking about the Avos Yom Kippurim, Sefer HaChinuch spoke about the power of the day as a mechaper, and that it was designated as part of Bria Sa'olam. Tshuva was part of Bria Sa'olam, and even the Kapar Yom Kippur was part of Bria Sa'olam. And then he says, okay, now in Shin Yud Gimel, in Parshas Emor, and what about the fasting? Where does the fasting fit in? So he says, Misharashi HaMitzvah, Sharashim of this mitzvah of Tanis Yom Asiri B'Tishrei, he says, I already explained that it was Chazdei Hashem HaKol B'Yosef to have a day meant for Kapara. He says, as I explained, Baruch B'Seder Achremos. Okay. It says, and where does the fasting fit in? L'chein Yitztavim L'Hisan Osbo, and that's what we were commanded to fast. He says, physical pleasure, the pleasure of taste, tactile pleasure, these are, it's important to eat. But at the same time, there's risk in, the pleasure of eating carries a certain risk with it, and that is, that I might be nimshach, that I may cross the line from the good situation where a person's rational mind is making decisions, deciding when to indulge and when not, cross the line from that good situation into a very negative situation where I'm no longer making decisions, my taivas are running the show. Where, I'm, as he says, I'm nimshach acharat, I've been dragged along. Where I'm no longer choosing whether to engage or not, but my taivas run my life. My taivas are in charge. That's a problem. That's a danger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to engage the physical world. We have to realize there is risk. There's risk that I could lose control. Whether in an addictive sense or just I lose control. I become an avid to my taivas. That's not a good place to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say that we should be fasting all the time. But he does say, being that physical pleasure, particularly eating, has the capacity to take over, to go beyond its proper boundary. V'yivatlu tzuras ha-nefesh ha-chachama mechapes achar emes. And when I become an eved to my taivas, I lose my rational focus. I lose my focus on trying to find truth, which would lead me to avodas hakel umusaro hatova hamasok l'chol b'nei das. I lose the focus when I become an eved to my taivas. I lose the focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interesting language, his good and sweet musar. It's good and sweet for all wise thinking people. So being that physical pleasure always has this risk factor, normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to eat, with measure, to eat with self-discipline. There are plenty of halachas that govern when and how and what, so and so. But ein roi lasus biyom din, biyom bo ledin l'fnei Adonav, the day that I come to the final day of din, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should not become a nefesh chashucha u'meurbeves mitoch ha-machal v'ha-mishta. He says, I need to come on Yom Kippur with an entirely clear, entirely focused. The din will center particularly on how I am at that moment. That's perhaps why we seek to strive over Aseres Metshuva for even greater level in the rest of the year. Because how I am at that moment has particular is disproportionately weighted in terms of the process of din. That's why tov lo lagbir nafsho hachachama ulachni hachomer lifene ba'oso emanichman. On this day in particular, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects that we're going to give great presence and great scope to our rational thinking, to our clarity about priorities. So that we're maximizing our capacity to achieve kapara on this day. And the mask of desire, the mechitza of desire won't get in the way. So that's the approach of the Sefer HaChinuch. That it's that this day of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to retreat from Olam HaZeh in general. But Yom Kippur, the retreating from Olam HaZeh and Yom Kippur is in light of the fact that we recognize that Tavas Olam HaZeh, and eating in particular, run amok, can take over. And there's always a risk that instead of my indulging, it will be running me. And I'll share with you the Ralbag has a somewhat different take. Very fascinating. The Ralbag earlier in Perek Tezayin of Vayikra, Pasuk Chavtes, so he suggests that it's actually that the fasting is not meant to prioritize my thinking, but it's meant to accentuate my humility. That the fasting is an act of anava. It puts me into more of a frame of mind of Kniyas HaLev. And the anava is critical because it says anava is a necessary prerequisite to tshuva. When I'm very self-involved, it's almost impossible to be able to be honest about my failings. To be honest about, here's what I'm doing well, here's what I'm doing poorly, and here's what I want to change and grow, to strategize how I'm going to continue to grow moving forward. And when a person is in a place of gaiva, so I don't want to look at my shortcomings, everything is good, I'm perfect. So the fast, says Ralbag, is a tool to engender a greater degree of humility, which will open me up to the sort of self-work that's important all year long. Tshuva is a mitzvah all year long. But Yom Kippur in particular is a day, as we said before, a day that is miyuchad for tshuva. So these are some of the ideas that the parshiyos of Achrei Mos and Emor provide us with to think about as we prepare for the Yom HaKadosh, to take full advantage of, as the Sefer Chinuch keeps telling us, the chesed, the great kind gift of Yom Kippur. Shetaka bizocha, to seize this gift and to bizocha, to be nechtavim v'nechtavim for a year of good health and of using the good health and resources that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us to come closer. L'ma'anom.